Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Happy New Year. It's live from Chicago, the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness brought to you by Global Schoolwear, school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, LER, lower extremity, and MVP parent magazines, Right Fit, sports fitness wellness. Quick shout out to my friend Bruce Merrin and the Bruce Merrin Celebrity Speakers Bureau. You can go to that site, get more information. We're excited to be part of it. We've got a great doubleheader today. We're all over the world. We're in Finland. We're in British Columbia. Adrian Harrell, PhD. He is the founder and CEO of Finland's Metacortex and their concussion and TBI groundbreaking technologies. He returns along with Christine Blanchett, the runner, TV online host, writer, producer, creator of British Columbia's popular Run With It, which the Sports Doctor does have a segment with. And then the Sports Doctor will be in with your emails. First, we want to welcome from Finland, welcome back Adrian Harrell. Welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Good evening.
Great
for
to
us,
have
it's 11
you.
O'clock at night.
Yes. Everybody who listens to the Sports Doctor knows about our attention to the world of concussions, awareness, prevention, understanding, and we're excited to have Adrian back again. He's the founder, the CEO of Metacortex. And give us some background, Adrian, on the technology you guys are working on, which is basically a portable unit to measure saliva on the sidelines and be able to identify the awareness of possible head trauma. Talk to us about your background and Metacortex.
Yes. So Metacortex is 7 years old, and the idea behind the company is to try to diagnose concussion as soon as it happens. As you said, at the sideline of a basketball, in the battlefield, immediately after car accident, first responders, and so on. From the beginning, we decided not to go for a body fluid which requires a more invasive, like blood or CSF. We are focusing on urine and saliva. And we have identified and actually patented a method by which we are testing the presence of a glycan, a specific biomarker that is present in the saliva and in the urine immediately after the concussion. It allows even non-professional people, for example, a person can diagnose himself whether when he was hit, fell down, or got some unexpected fall, whether he actually needs to go to the hospital or he should stay at home because there is no need. So the kit will actually measure or detect the presence of this biomarker in the saliva, where the saliva is actually meant for children because it's easier, and for adults, in the urine, in the form of like a pregnancy test.
Yeah, this is a big deal, Adrian, because again, like everybody who's familiar with the Sports Doctor knows, the tremendous topic from professional sports to veterans to youth sports, the whole world of concussions has exploded into the various areas and identification. Immediate identification is a very, very big deal, so that parent or that coach or that team would know to pay attention and take the next step and get medical attention and or supervision. And this is, again, such a big deal when it comes to the ability to make these kinds of awareness identifications and, you know, these biomarkers and be able to move to the next step. And the tremendous interest in this topic. Talk a little bit more about the interest that you've seen regarding some of the different multinational. I know that you've had some interest with some Israeli interest. What's been the participation of the medical and, yes. and some of the other the country participation that you've seen in the development of these technologies?
Thank you. So first of all, there is another area that we in the Western world a little bit ignore, and those are all those countries which we like to call the third world, where there is no CT and MRI available in every hospital, in every clinic, and even if you want to go to one of them, it's far away. So you have to make a decision whether you're going to travel for 5 hours to get to a CT or MRI to confirm your injury, and maybe it's better to have a kit to diagnose it immediately. So this is another indication that makes a lot of sense and a lot of interest. We have presented the project to different armies, and the fact that the American Department of Defense funded big part of our research just give you a better understanding of the huge interest of Army to be able to detect immediately after the injury the existence of a concussion, because if a soldier is removed from the battlefield without the need, first of all, you remove an active fighting soldier. Second of all, it's tremendously expensive. And if you did a mistake, all this money goes to the drain. So armies, both the Finnish and the Israeli and the Americans and other countries which don't like me to say the name, have shown a lot of interest and they support it. We do have some international diagnostic companies that showed interest. The problem is that working with such big companies when we are so small is a little bit challenging. Their list of requirements a little bit exceeds currently our possibilities. For example, they would like to get 300 units to be tested by them. We are not there. So it's not simple for a small company to do it.
No, as big as the project is, sometimes, again, it is so big with the colleagues that we include on the sports doctor, whether it's Catherine Hedeker and Pink Concussions, whether it is these individuals from Athlete Intelligence, whether it is some of these other the youth organizations like the National Alliance of Youth Sports, iSport 360, all with the tremendous interest in concussion awareness, identification and treatment, exactly like what you're talking about, you know, in any of the youth sports at any of the levels, let alone the professional levels. Everybody, you're listening to the sports doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go over to radio shows, you can go back years and see who was on, what were the topics, listen to whatever you would like. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you'll read an endless array of topics, including concussions, in all areas of print. So much excitement around some of the work we do with Lower Extremity Review magazine and a new and exciting MVP parent. Thousands and thousands of followers on LinkedIn and Twitter. Lots of great information at Sports Doc, DOC Radio. We're talking with Adrian Harrell. He is the founder and CEO of Medicortex, all the way from Helsinki, Finland, talking about this exciting new developing technology to be able to immediately identify that there's a concern. There's a problem, again, whether it's in the Army or whether we're talking about on the sidelines in any of these particular activities. So the company's been around for about 7 years. What is your background, Adrian?
I am a PhD in neurobiology. I did my PhD in the Weizmann Institute of Science. I went for a postdoctoral training in the United States. I spent 1 year in St. Louis and 1 year in Cleveland. I came back and I did a degree in business administration. And since then, I set up and managed probably a dozen companies, all of them in central nervous system regeneration, diseases, and so on. And The target is not only the diagnostic, but also treatment. We have been honored to get a patent approved in United States, Canada, Israel, and Europe for new chemicals that can treat in the future concussion or head injury and actually slow down the progression and prevent what we call the secondary degeneration. This is a new project that we are waiting now for funding, but this will be a huge milestone and a revolution in the way people are being treated following a head injury.
Yeah, everybody's very familiar with the CTE, the wearing away that we see in football, and there's so much publicity involving this whole end game also, which everybody's trying to prevent. Adrian, what's the best website that people could find out about the excellent work you're doing?
I think that anyone can just Google Medicortex and they will find a lot of information about us. I'm trying to publish on a weekly basis on LinkedIn and bring the awareness to different areas, from children to the adults, car accidents, military, violence in home, abuse of children like shaking baby syndrome. All the cases that we are encountering when we are doing clinical trials is coming to the emergency room with suspected head injury and actually would like very much to be diagnosed before they get into the CT or MRI.
This is your expertise, neurobiology. Yes. You're talking about the science of exactly what you're dealing with, which has been such a tremendous challenge, continues to be. You know, CTE, the end game that everybody's familiar with, it can't be diagnosed in life yet. It's like a post-mortem diagnosis with the examination of brains. And from 20 years ago, and even in professional sports where the coach might say, how many fingers do I have? Okay, two fingers, get them back in the game. You know, we've come a long, long way from that. And the ability of having a weapon like this, which is would be a portable test, it really would be very, very exciting. I would imagine the sports world has a lot of interest and the medical world in what you're doing.
I just want to jump in and say something, although I'm not so polite. I think you are a little bit too optimistic. Maybe you are referring to what is happening in the United States, but awareness to this repeated head injury and the fact that there are sports that include head injury is completely and totally disregarded and thrown away as a possible danger in many, many sports here in Europe. I don't want to mention names and companies and organizations, but I can share with you letters that people that were involved with physical damage answer to me, we are unaware of head injuries in our sport. For example, kickboxing. How can you not have a concussion after kickboxing? And I have an official letter saying that we are unaware of head injuries in our sport. So come on. There are still so many hiding people under the blanket, pretending that there is nothing wrong, nothing happens. And the idea is that if they will admit that there is concussion, children will not come.
You're now previewing the past 25 years of my show, maybe 30, on The Sports Doctor. Again, whether we were dealing with the National Football League and the denial of head injuries in football, whether we were dealing with the National Hockey League, whether we were dealing with the world of rugby, we were constantly dealing with exactly what you're talking about. But there's been a lot of awareness, and there's a lot of good positive action. And the adding that to the mix, I think, is very, very important. But there's the denial, again, it's like childhood obesity. With all the progress we've made, Adrian, we're still treading water. And that's why I have to agree with you that there's still lots of stuff under the blanket. But that's why we have people like you on, and we continue to pay big attention to this. This is why I'm so excited on The Sports Doctor with remedies that really could make a difference. But there's no doubt about it that
I just want to jump again. We have just completed a clinical trial. This time we tested children. The first two clinical trials were done on adults, and the third clinical trial was done on children, 17 and below, from 2 months to 17. It's very, I don't know, encouraging or fulfilling when you see a one-year boy falling down, and now his parents need to make a decision, will they let him get anesthetized and put in the machine or not? Whereas I can come and tell them, look, you have a 50 euro test in saliva, non-invasive, that will tell you whether you need to put him in the CT or MRI or not. This is a change that parents will love to get before they put their child into a machine that they don't know or they are not familiar with.
Yes. Yeah, the there's no doubt about it. I'm going to have everybody that are going to be able to Google. I want to thank you so much, Adrian, and we're going to keep you coming back to keep us aware of the progress you're making for when this really, really becomes available and include you on the team. We were talking about working with that direction. People can Google Metacortex, right? Is that the metacortex.com, Adrian?
It's metacortex.fi for Finland.
Okay, Metacortex. M-E-D-I.
Not Metacortex. O-R-T-E-X. Yeah, Metacortex.
.fi. Adrian Harrell, yeah. I want to thank you so much for joining us.
Thank
incredibly
you very
exciting
much.
Information. Wish you the best. Tell you to hold on for a second. Everybody, we'll be right back. It is the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parent's perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents.
Bye.
everybody. Live, we are back. Happy New Year, live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil. And we want to welcome Christine Blanchett, the TV online host. She's a writer, producer. She's a runner. She's the creator of the popular British Columbia's Run With It. The Sports Doc is proud to have a segment on her show. Christine, welcome back to the Sports Doc.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Give us some background on you. Your running career and your Run With It show.
Yes. I've never was an athlete when I started. I wasn't very good in team sports, in other words. So I was introduced to running from a friend, and then I started running. And I remember that run that very day. It was only like for 30 minutes, maybe 40 at the most, and it was huffing and puffing. But then after that, I kind of fell in love with running and then started, competing. I had a coach, and I, went from a 5K to an ultra marathon, and I ran the Boston Marathon as well. So, and then you turn my passion into a running show, running fitness and health. It's more than just running. It's fitness and health and wellness.
That's right. Not only are you running, but you're running with the fitness and wellness side, which is why you and I switch radio shows, because we have so much in common with a lot of the stuff that we talk about. And, of course, the Sports Doctors In is a segment that we have on your show. Run With It. How long have you been doing the show, Christine?
Oh, since 2013. And, there's guests on, like I have a doctor's corner. I have yourself on the show. And we talk about running, of course, and fitness entertainment, where I have celebrities come on the show and talk about how they maintain a healthy lifestyle, if they have to prepare for a role for an upcoming movie or film. I have nutrition, and it's a half-hour monthly show, but it gets aired on broadcast and online. So it gets a lot of replay.
Yeah, you never know, the physical activities that people who are actors, actresses, celebrities, one of my guests upcoming is Rich Redman. He's a drummer with some of the biggest bands in the world over decades. And yet he's talking about how getting fit playing the drums and how he burns off stress. He's a motivational speaker. So you never know what the activity is that somebody might be doing in order to be able to stay not only physically fit or well or preventing problems, but the tremendous, what we on the Sports Doctor call the mental game, and the tremendous stress everybody's under anyway, besides everything dealing with the pandemic. I'm sure it's as big a deal where you are as here in the United States.
Yes, yes. I mean, mental health is huge. And I think if you can get out there and work out some, 30-minute exercise, and you don't have to be competitive, but just get out and do it. And you feel really good about yourself, too. It relieves stress. And you lose weight. It's so many benefits to working out, walking the stairs, anything that will get you out there. And if you don't, then you can do your home gym, right? You have your home gym. You lift light weights and do that two or three times a week to start. But the key is to keep moving.
It's the new medicine. We talk about it all the time on the Sports Doctor, which is number one, try to eat smarter. Don't get crazy, but eat smarter. And number two, absolutely, is keep moving. Now, the moving is up to you, whether you want to be a gym rat, whether you want to be a walker, whether you want to be a runner, whatever it is, pickleball, whatever the activity happens to be. It's hard to be aggravated. I don't know if it's impossible, but it's hard to be aggravated when you're exercising. It really, really is. Usually it's just so much more of a good time, even if it is. And that's why people got to find out what they enjoy doing. What was your favorite competitive running event, Christine?
I would say it's a 10K because it's short but sweet. And, I mean, I like the marathon, but it's a lot of, it's training, you know, do a really, you have to train for it. It's respect the distance.
You know, you have, and it is the first time, you've been on the show, gosh, half a dozen times, more than that. People go to sportsdoctorradio.com radio shows. They can go back years. They'll catch Christine.
Yes.
How long ago was it you were first on the show, Christine? Do you have a guesstimate?
Oh, my goodness. I would say maybe 3 years ago.
Yeah, and I would think it did something like that. And again, your background, where, like you said, you know, you weren't a competitive athlete. Yet, not only did running really interest you from, you know, gasping around the block the first time, but you became somebody who really became competitive. And in how long were you a competitive runner?
Oh, since 1999. 98 is when I really started running, like, seriously, if I can say that. And then 1999, I was started competing and almost competing every weekend and doing 10Ks, 8Ks, cross country. It was something that I really, really enjoyed, and I still run. I'm not as competitive as I used to be because I'm, you know, we go through different chapters in our life, and it's about helping people, and with the shows, the writing, and I'm still, you know, if I enter an event, if I medal, I medal. If I don't, I don't. You know, this is the way I look at it now.
Great, yeah, great way to look at it. And again, the big deal also is to stay away from overuse running injuries. It's what we talk about for a million years on the Sports Doctor. It's one of the things we really look forward to always contributing, at the very least, on Run With It, even though, again, we might be talking about so many different topics. I think upcoming on your show, we're going to be talking about the importance of recovery. We're going to start answering some questions. But you yourself, as someone who's running, we're looking to stay out of trouble and try to prevent injuries, because it's such a common part of running is a really serious activity. But you've managed to stay out of trouble, right?
Yes, yes. And
I mean, I don't want to jinx you.
I think it's just finding the discipline to do it. Like, I mean, you know, I do take breaks. Like, you know, I don't run every single day because I don't think it's, you know, it's good. I think, you know, I do cross training, and that's my rest and recovery. And it's important to listen to your body. You know, if you're not feeling well, it's important to take a step back and do it again, you know, the next day, right? Because I think I'm not a doctor, but it can be prone to injury, right? It's sort of, so you need to, your body will tell you generally.
Well, running was one of the sports also that over the years was really one of the ones where overuse injury became a common occurrence, because you're landing the same way and it's the same biomechanics. And this is where we would be singing all day long, the foot bones connected to the ankle bones connected to the knee bone, that foot mechanics affect all of the areas of the body, and the ability, the understanding to not try to push through this stuff, to not try to run hurt. This is where we run into all sorts of concerns where people are living on over-the-counter medicines in order to try to continue to run because of the fact that they're overzealous. So these are the kinds of things that we try to pay attention to also, because it is very, very common to have overuse concerns, lower extremity, low back, hips, knees, feet and ankles when we are running, you know, 4 to 6 to 7 days a week. How much miles a week are you doing?
Roughly 40 to 45. I mean, you know, with...
Yeah, a serious runner.
Yeah, and then I do elliptical, too. And so I mix it up, Dr. Bob. And so I, you know, if I do power walking, I think it's important to change pace. It keeps your, I don't know, fresher legs, low impact. There's pool running. I haven't tried in years. But it was really good when I suffered a hamstring injury. And that was good. But I just think it's important, like, you know, as I said, move, but find something that you really love to do. It could be baseball, could be skating, anything.
Yeah, the interest, of course, is key. What's the website for your show and people find out about the things you're involved in?
Oh, it's runwithit.ca.
Runwithit.ca?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the what are some of the exciting parts of the show besides running that you include, and some of the interesting things that Run With It talks about with some of your celebrity guests?
You know what? Every guest is special, but I try to, you know, I love learning, and I want to help, and like, I want to inspire people as well. But I, you know, with oral health is a good one. I think, you know, if you don't have, you know, poor dental hygiene, it affects your whole body. You know, it's then there's always a, you know, a very popular topic is injury prevention. And then, you know, I have celebrities too that, you know, they are doing something that's like the trampoline, which is a really good workout instead of running because their knees hurt or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, I'm a big trampoline fan. We would use trampolines. My very famous sports therapist mentor, Bob Guida, who John McEnroe's and the Walter Paytons and the Jim McMahons came to see, was a huge mini trampoline fan for balancing. And mm-hmm. he would, besides running on the tram to, or different kinds of movements, but to be able to balance and challenge all the balance muscles of the body. We've always been huge trampoline fans. And then the jumping around and movement is very, very good. Get that lymph system moving. When we're, again, we're talking about the basics and the idea
yeah.
that, again, you know, people have to be interested in the activity to stick with it. And how fitness and wellness have become such a big deal, yet we're still treading water. We're treading water in obesity. Definitely in the United States. How are you doing in British Columbia?
Well, I think, you know, generally speaking, you know, people work out a lot here, especially I think where I am, you know, Vancouver, and it's an outdoorsy type environment where there's a lot of mountains, water, ocean, and people are really into fitness, and it's and eating healthy. But there's always...
Lucky you! Yes. We're talking with Christine Blanchett, who's the creator of the innovative Run With It show from British Columbia. And we're going to be right back. It's the Sports Doctor live from Chicago. Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his 3 decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of Sports Doctor's key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent with the Sports Doctor is In article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has 2 Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness. right-fit.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Everybody, welcome back. Live from Chicago, it is the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. We are talking with Christine Blanchett. She is the host from British Columbia, Vancouver. Run with it. The multi-fitness, wellness, running-related show, TV, radio. And I wanted to ask you, Christine, because also you do some modeling. You also have some other parts of Run With It that are part of the show, and some of the people who are involved in backing. Who's involved with you guys?
I have a great team. And then I have the Vancouver Sun Run every year, and they promote physical literacy. Everyone can run or walk or pole walking or urban walking. And so I feel very, very fortunate to have them every year and to promote physical literacy, in that it's for, the run is 10K, and it's for all ages. And last year, because of the pandemic, they ended up doing it virtually, which I think they may do it virtually as well, depending, you know, on the pandemic.
You know, it's a great title, physical literacy. We could talk for an hour on what that means. Mm-hmm. You know, the whole, again, whether they were talking the nutrition side or the mental side or the physical side, and the people being aware, being educated regarding, mm-hmm. you know, some of these really, really important topics. You could also have the entertainment. Are you radio and also TV?
Yes. Well, the show Run With It gets sent over to the radio show as well. So it kind of gets a lot of circling around. So it'll go on broadcast and then the YouTube and then radio and then my podcast, and then social media. So it gets a lot of play.
Now, the attention, again, you know how much attention we pay to youth sports on the Sports Doctor, and such a big deal about the parents or the coaches or the kids themselves, the tremendous pressure that we've seen put on everybody. Mental health is the biggest topic worldwide, regardless of who I have on the radio show or what their vocation or their expertise is. Mental health is such a big deal. And the idea, again, of that whole topic of youth sports, parents also. How much attention do you pay regarding from the adolescents up? What's the kind of age group that you're catering to? Does it include adolescents and kids?
It's all ages, you know, it depends. You know, I have interviewed high school athletes that they won through training and through their coach. And then it's also about older adults. So it's for everyone, really. It offers something, you know, for seniors, older adults, to people who are really fit, or competitive, Olympian, to younger people, right? That need to work out, you know?
Yeah, or their parents. Again, you know, the reason I co-authored the book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, with Hall of Fame volleyballer and podcast host Sharkey Zartman, was the epidemic of overuse repetitive motion injuries, again, in youth sports. A pitcher whose arm's falling off because he's throwing too many pitches, to the figure skater who's doing 200 double jumps a week, to the tremendous pushing of a lot of these kids earlier and earlier, and their parents who might very well be people who are trying to stay fit and trying to stay active. So it's interesting how the whole family unit, you know, the family that walks together can get fit together, right?
Exactly, like promoting family fitness. And it's really good. I think it's inspirational to see a family out there, whether they're walking or running or you know, doing an activity, a chosen activity that they love, snowshoeing or anything that, again, keeps you moving and for, you know, because working out has so many benefits. And I love what I do.
Yeah,
for the
you know, but we have to continue to pay attention to the quote unquote weekend warrior. And mm-hmm. what we talk about all the time that I label the terrible twos, where, again, people are doing too much, they're doing too much too soon, they're getting injured, and they quit. And they say, I told you. So the idea of, again, trying to stay out of trouble and trying not to be too over-anxious becomes a very, very important topic. Because again, one of the biggest things people care about who want to be able to walk or run for fitness is, you know, can they prevent trouble? Are you in the right shoe, Christine? Right?
Yes,
we talk about that on Run With It a lot.
Yes, it's very important, the proper equipment, the proper shoes. Like, don't look at color, you know, look how it feels, how it fits. Go to a specialty shoe store. And you don't want to wear the running shoes or wear tennis shoes for running. You know, it's all about looking after your feet and the right, you know, orthotics, the proper running gear, if it's snowing, dress and layers, rain.
You know what's amazing, Christine, is that still this day, I just sent it as a tweet a couple of days ago. Over 40% of all of us aren't even fit properly. Mm-hmm. Whether we're athletes or senior citizens or runners, whatever that would anywhere near that is amazing to people who assume that they're the size they thought they were, with sizing concerns many times are a big deal. So getting fit properly is something, you just mentioned something very important. You really got to go to a walking shoe or a running shoe store, ideally, to be fit properly, not only, but to pay attention, whether it's for your son or daughter, or it's for you, because if that statistic is even close, and it is, almost half of us aren't fit properly, then we got to pay more attention. So that's my pearl for the next Run With It show.
Yeah. It's so important, you know, because you want to enjoy your workout. And you want to be fitted in the proper footwear, to the proper clothing. And you also have that confidence.
You want to look sharp when you're doing it also, which is, again, with Run With It, I can't believe I knew it. We've run out of time. Christine, give me the website again. People find out all about you and the show.
Oh, yes, runwithit.ca. So runwithit.ca.
Runwithit.ca, Christine Blanchett. Thank you so much. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Doc.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his 3 decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of sports doctors' key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent with the Sports Doctor is In article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com. Hey, everybody. We're back live from Chicago. It is the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can go over to radio shows. You can go back years. What were the topics? Who were the guests? Listen to whatever you would like. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you'll read an endless array of articles on so many different topics in the world of sports medicine, fitness, wellness. One of my most popular is Women in High Heels, Preventing the Challenge, as well as our thousands of followers at SportsDoc, TOC Radio, on Twitter and on LinkedIn. It is the Sports Doctor is In segment where we preview some upcoming shows, answer a few emails, some great shows coming up. Rich Redmond has played drums with some of the greatest touring bands in the world over the past 3-4 decades. Now he's a motivational speaker. He talks about the physical exercise, what it takes, man, the workout it is to be a drummer, as well as how it helps reduce stress. Think about it. And then we're going to talk with internal medicine physician Dr. Sandra Smith, her whole book topic, Sacred Rest, different parts of what's important in recovery, really, really mentally. The following week, Brian Werner with Physical, Physical Therapy and Balance Centers, he really created the whole balance philosophy and protocols. So we're interested in him joining us. And then a four-time Olympian, Dave Cruikshank, speed skating, joins us. So some great shows coming up. Few emails. You know, Pat says I'm a 30-year-old runner. I run 4 or 5 days a week. I heard all the hoopla with the carbon fiber inserts in a lot of the newer running shoes. What do you think? You know, Pat, on the one hand, it's changed the marathon speed records. I would be subjectively positive with what we've seen so far. Regarding the various brands, which include the carbon fiber, whether it helps a little bit of push off, whether it reduces some shock. We want to make sure that individuals don't have mechanical problems going in to begin with. Maybe something like this could exacerbate it. But again, it depends subjectively whether for you and your foot mechanics, you find it productive. So that's how I would keep it going. If you've got a history of problems, I would pay attention to maybe not jumping into that as well as any shoe change. Rita says, I'm a type 2 diabetic. I love playing tennis, but I'm concerned about neuropathy. You know, neuropathy is a loss of sensation. Sometimes it's numbness. Sometimes it could be shooting. Or burning kinds of discomfort. a lot of times in the bottoms of the feet is what we're talking about. And so you want to make sure, Rita, that you include podiatry, which could help choose the proper shoe in the world of tennis, which could introduce you to very helpful world of orthotics. Orthotics don't stop the small vessel concern, which is what neuropathy is, where we start to see some lack of the effect of the diabetes. But if there's a mechanical component, orthotics could really make a difference, redistributing weight, enhancing balance. So you really want to pay attention to that when you're trying to prevent trouble. You know, tennis is very, very physical, so you really want to be not only on top of absolutely all the criteria with the type 2 diabetes, your diet, and your medical supervision, but the physical side regarding can you reduce the effects of the maybe beginning neuropathy. Chris says, you know, you wrote in the book the two essential exercises. Both my sons are serious club soccer players. They're both adolescents. One's 11, one's 13. Could you talk about that? You know, the two exercise philosophies that I talk about in the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, is strengthening the feet and ankles, and rubber bands are a great way to do it. Any physical therapist, athletic trainer, personal trainer can really teach your son's proper technique, and it's important to know proper technique, how much resistance band to be using for it really, really to be productive. I don't care what the kid's sport is. I don't care what their age is, what their level is. You will benefit big time from strengthening the feet and ankles. Whether number one is preventing the best you can, one of the most common injuries we see in all the sports, which are ankle sprains and injuries, which can be a real hassle, as well as enhancing balance, quickness, performance, explosiveness, strengthen the feet and ankles. The other second exercise concept, work balance, work instability. Have your sons on unstable surfaces like tilt boards and bouncing on the mini trampoline, standing on one foot and balancing. We have a great piece of equipment, the sand dune stepper. It's like strengthening on the sand. It creates all of these gripping muscles of the feet. So balance is a very, very big deal. Again, adding these two exercise concepts, besides what your sons might be doing, whether they're running, whether they're lifting weights, whether they're working core, et cetera, including foot ankle. if we have time, Carl says, my daughter's 11 years old. She's a serious figure skater. Her knees have always been a concern. Carl, look at orthotics big time. Half the girls I've seen, and I've seen the best over three, four decades of young kids, young adolescents, your daughter's age, who are very serious skaters. They were already doing double jump, and their main problem they were seeing me, the sports podiatrist, was their knees were a problem. And proper alignment is a major, major key. So common to see excessively pronated feet, rolled in or flattening feet as one of the concerns of the excessive torque we would see. More girls than boys because, again, she's starting to go through puberty. Hips are expanding. Mechanically, there's a difference. Hormonally, there's also a difference. The great news is besides proper boots, being fit properly with her boots, is such a key. Proper orthotics, sports podiatry is by far the best clinicians for this. And the exciting part is not only will the orthotics be a key, I hate to say cure, but a key weapon in reducing knee concerns, every part of her skating will improve. This has been very, very exciting. Again, people who know me, I'm a sports doctor, I'm celebrating, yay, it's the Winter Olympics, 12 years. At Evan Lysacek, the 2010 men's Olympic gold medalist figure skater. He was 10 years old when we put orthotics in his skates. I got a whole new group of 10-year-olds. So great stuff in that regard. Include those kinds of evaluations. Again, everybody, it's our first show of the new year. Happy New Year to everybody. Thanks to everybody at BBS. See you next week. Sports Doctor, live from Chicago.